Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Volleyball.
What a week for Auburn volleyball. The Tigers beat Kentucky and then turn around and beat Alabama in the same weekend. And now Auburn is back at home this week. The Tigers will play host to both Georgia and Texas A&M. Quite a start to this season for Brent Crouch's team. We're joined now by the Tigers head coach. I asked you this before, but we turned on the mics. Where does that weekend of Auburn volleyball rank for you?
Yeah, I mean, look, my expectations are with this program that we're a perennial tournament team, that we're beating the top teams in the SEC. So on the one hand, you know, it's great that we, you know, finally got the Kentucky bug, you know, off our back, the Kentucky monkey or whatever you want to call it, to beat them. I know it's been a little while since Auburn has done that, but that's just what the expectations are, you know, and it's just another notch. I'm butchering all the metaphors today. What is it? Notch in the belt, notch on the whatever.
Yeah.
It's another step in the ladder.
Notch in the belt. There you go.
You know, so look, I mean, it's just a matter of time before we started beating the top teams. You know, last year it was Florida, this year it's Kentucky. You know, we beat Tennessee a couple of years ago. You know, I'm excited to get Arkansas, you know, again this year. Both, I think we get them home and away. Yeah, I mean, it ranks high, but it's also just this is what's happening each year. And we're taking off, you know, taking more of the big ones down. And, you know, we are a great team. We're a really, really good team. It's the best team we've had here at Auburn. Everything that we've looked at statistically, you know, and then now beating two top 15 teams, we're in a really good place. And then beating Alabama again, it's been a bunch in a row now. And breaking the record of attendance, that one's almost bigger for me.
Yeah,
is the attendance. You know, we were over 3,000. You know, I think we can get this thing to 5,000-6,000 by the end of this year, hopefully even higher in the next coming years as we continue to build the program and word gets out. But yeah, it was a great weekend. You know, the players have worked really hard all summer, and it's showing now. So I'm real proud of them. And then finally, you know, this may be your question next, but, you know, to enter the top 25 again, you know, I think we should be ranked higher given our wins. We're at 24. It's good to get the recognition that there are, I know there are some ballots out there where we're ranked where I kind of think we need to be, somewhere between 14 and 20, given, you know, who we've beaten in our record overall and our only losses against 12 Minnesota. But, you know, not some of the ballots have us there. Some don't have us on there at all, which makes no sense to me, you know, at all. And it's frustrating to see, but, you know, we'll just keep winning and, you know, the rankings will take care of themselves by the end of the fall.
Grace Havlicek named the SEC freshman of the week for her work this past weekend, coach.
Yeah. You know, she, we talked a little bit about 10 days ago. I don't recall if I mentioned this on our last show here, but, you know, she was feeling kind of behind. She came and shared that with me and, you know, she hadn't been here in the spring. She got here late in the summer. And she was a little bit behind with kind of what we were doing, but I think she was a lot closer than she thought. You know, freshmen, when they come in and they're learning all these new things, a lot of times it just feels like, oh my gosh, I'm just swimming in the deep end and I can barely breathe. And it does feel like that, understandably, because there's new things that they're learning. But she was a lot closer, you know, than she thought. I told her that. And then Emma went down and she got to play against, you know, I think it was South Alabama, a little bit against Samford, and played well. And then Emma has still been out and she did fantastic this last weekend. And I was kidding with her. I was texting her like, hey, you were thinking about maybe talking about redshirting and now you're out here getting freshman of the week in the SEC. I told you that you were better than you thought. And I think she's a little bit more in reality now about that she can compete in this league as a freshman. And, you know, Kentucky in particular, left our middle third kind of one-on-one blocking, and it really opened things up for Grace and Chelsea. They both hit over 600 and had a bunch of kills. And it was awesome to see her take advantage of some spots in the defense that they gave us.
On the post-game show on WEGL on Friday, Madison Shear said, we weren't out of it after we lost that second set to Kentucky. We had confidence at that point. What does that say about this ball club that even after dropping two to a team that you haven't beaten in a while, that team didn't lose its mind? It was ready to come back at that point and did.
Yeah. I think they just felt like, hey, we're not playing the way we can play. It's great that they know what the level what they're really capable of, and they're aware when it's not at that level. You know, and I help them with that too, right? I talked to them in between the two games, and I'm like, hey, you gave them 12 points out of the 25. We had missed six serves and we had six hitting errors. And you're not beating anyone if you're giving them half of the points and the other team that doesn't have to earn, you know, they don't have to earn 25. They got to earn 13 to beat you. I think that helped too, with them just being in reality of this team is not crushing us. We are shooting ourselves in the foot right now, and we're capable of turning it around. And then, I mean, honestly, we dominated the last three sets. I mean, it was not close. We hit 350 something. We held them down in the 160s attacking for three. I mean, that's not close. And we missed a lot of serves that match, which is a little unusual for us. And those scores were not close in three and four, and they would have been, you know, even further apart if we had been making some serves. And the same thing in the fifth set. I think we missed four or five serves in a game to 15. You know, we won 19-17, but that wouldn't have been close. We played really well those last three sets. And that particular night, we were a lot better than them, you know, and the final stats show it too, even all five, not just taking the last three.
What did it mean to have the crowds that you did, the Auburn family there on Friday and then in record numbers on Sunday?
Yeah, well, it means for the players, it means just support and recognition and energy. And for the opposing team, it means, you know, this is a tough environment to play in, which we know Neville can be that way. You know, and for the program, it means the word's getting out, you know, that we're good and people are showing up. And we know we get good retention when people come. It's a great product. It's super fun. It's very exciting that the level is really high. And we just got to keep passing the word along to folks who have never been to a game. You know, whoever listens to this, go tell five people who have never been to a volleyball game, come to a game, because I think we're going to get them to keep coming back once they go once.
6:30 on Friday against Georgia. Boy, you've had some great matches with the Bulldogs in recent years. And then A&M Sunday afternoon at 2. Give us a preview of your competition this weekend, Coach.
I really think the top 10 teams or so in the SEC can beat each other on a given night. We were better than Kentucky when we played them. If we play the best, I think we can beat them again. But they could take one for us, you know, if we play them. They're really good. And Georgia is the same way. Texas A&M is the same way. Texas A&M just went 5 with Missouri. I mean, it's just you're now in the SEC, and in the top 10, 11, even maybe 12 teams are exceptionally good. And we obviously want to do the best we can to win the conference. And we'll go out there and battle. But on the other hand, I really think 9 or 10 teams are going to the NCAA tournament this year. And we're in a prime position to do that. And we want to keep getting better. We don't want to let, you know, this may sound a little sacrilege, but here's the deal. We don't play all the teams the same number of times. We don't play them home and away. It's not an equitable schedule. So while we want to win the SEC, that's not the final goal in the end. You know, what we want to do in the SEC is get as good as we possibly can and keep winning and winning enough that when we hit the NCAA tournament, that's when we're playing the best volleyball. We certainly don't want to be scrounging for some wins here and there and not developing our players so that when we hit the NCAA tournament, we're not playing as good as we can. We've got bigger goals. You know, we want to go as deep as we can in the NCAA tournament, win as much as we can in the SEC, and prepare ourselves for that big run.
Wish you all the best this week, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Brent Crouch on This Week in Auburn Volleyball.